This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Book sales have been consistently strong during the pandemic, but that has mostly benefited big retailers like Amazon. Sales for book stores themselves actually fell 28% last year. They are recovering now, up 38% in the first 9 months of 2021 from the same time last year. But the struggle has slightly rewritten the manual for how indie booksellers manage. Mackenzie Martin from KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri, reports.
When brick-and-mortar bookstores closed to in-person browsing at the beginning of 2020, indie booksellers across the country started selling books online, some through e-commerce platforms like bookshop.org, others completely on their own, without much infrastructure at all.
You know, stores were turning their stores into really online fulfillment centers.
Jim Milliot is an editorial director at Publishers Weekly. He says now, even though independent bookstores are back in business, this new hybrid bookselling model is here to stay.
They all saw that, you know, it can be done and it has to be done. I mean, nobody's going to go backwards.
That's been true for Raven Bookstore in Lawrence, Kansas.
It saved us. Really, that shipping is why we're still here.
That's owner Danny Kane. Before the pandemic, he says only 1% of Raven's sales took place online. Now, it's more like 30%, and the store ships all over the country. Kane even expanded to a bigger location in August to double down on his improvised shipping operation.
It's just going better than we could have possibly dreamed.
And Kane says he knows how rare that is in the age of Amazon. Earlier this year, he published How to Resist Amazon and Why.
Of course, you can't compete with Amazon in terms of selection or speed, but one thing you can have that they don't is a point of view that people really celebrate.
Like giving people who have moved away a connection to where they once lived. That's why Marilyn Carney, who used to live in Lawrence, still supports Raven.
I'm currently living in Oregon, and I have been a Raven customer for like 12 plus years. They do a lot with local authors, which I really, really like.
Carney also likes the Raven Cat updates that the store posts online. Despite his recent success, though, Raven owner Danny Kane says the bookstore business is still unpredictable.
Because it's like we've had to work really hard to get here, and it's still, you know, it could go wrong any second.
Especially now, as the holidays meet a myriad of supply chain issues. In Kansas City, I'm Mackenzie Martin for Marketplace.